The Team America Rocketry Challenge is making science and math cool for girls. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. We're continuing a conversation started yesterday between ANN's Jim Campbell and Audrey Kohler, who manages the Team America Rocketry Challenge for the Aerospace Industries Association. The contest has succeeded in a demographic goal that's been elusive for the industry for years, and one of ANN's regular contributors pointed that out.
A fellow does our cartoons for us every year by the name of Wes Holoshevsky. He also has a little model rocket company called Dr. Zuch Model Rockets. He has a great time with this kind of thing. He had been to a TARC some time ago, and the thing that he was really amazed and enthused about is that, you know, he goes to the rocket events, he sees all these old guys, and in some cases they see younger guys. But what he saw at TARC was just a tremendous amount of female presence, that it wasn't just a guys' club anymore, that rockets were being built, designed, launched by women as well as men. And for some reason or another, you seem to have bridged the gap there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, we've had several teams. We have an all-girls team from Hawaii. Actually just missed the finals this year, but they've come for the past few years, and it's been really exciting to see them, you know, get all excited about it. And we also have, you know, a lot of teams with girls on the team, and some that are the leaders of the team. Mm-hmm. We have a school locally that had, I guess, four teams participate last year, and the only team that made it to the finals was the one that the girl was the captain of the team. And she was a freshman, too, so all the guys afterwards were like, wow, I wish we were on her team, you know.
Walk us through tomorrow.
Starting out at 7:30 in the morning, actually, Chef Duff from the Food Network's Ace of Cakes will be launching a cake inside a rocket. It'll be a high-powered launch, and the cake capsule weighs about 10 pounds. And so Duff is going to see if the cake payload can survive the G-forces of the launch. So that should be pretty interesting. Then we have opening ceremonies at 8:15, and then at 8:30 the launching starts. So all 100 teams will launch between 8:30 and 1:30 in the afternoon. And then around 2 o'clock we'll have an Air Force flyover. It'll be a Heritage flyover, an F-22, F-16, and P-51. And then the top 20 team will relaunch between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And also the award ceremony will be at 5 o'clock. So it's a very packed day, but everything will happen as scheduled, and that's what the National Association of Rocketry brings to the table.
In the course of those 5 years, how have you seen it mature?
Oh, well, it's gotten better every year since I've started. The teams have increased since I started 5 years ago, and just the enthusiasm, the level of interest from NASA and DOD. As you saw, we, you know, had the administrator confirmed and some other high-level VIPs. They're really taking an interest in this, and we're just trying to make it bigger and better every year with more company involvement. We're expanding the exhibit area. We want more interactive science and math kind of exhibits for these students, and it's just fun.
Say I'm in high school at XYZ High School in the middle of nowhere, and I don't have a rocketry program. How do I get the information to put something like this together so the next TARC I can come in and just take away all the prize money?
So I would say first to check out our website, rocketcontest.org, where students can find lots of videos on actually how to design and build a rocket from the National Association of Rocketry experts. And then I would say to look up in your local area what National Association of Rocketry clubs are available. They have chapters all over the U.S. and they have launch sites set up already, and they can, you know, help you get started. And just actually buying a kit from a hobby shop and putting it together and going out and trying to see if it'll launch, those are the best ways to get started.
Now, how do the high school teams qualify to get here?
We have a set of rules that we change every year. It's an altitude and duration specification with a specific payload. So this year, the challenge is for teams to design, build, and fly a rocket that reaches 825 feet, stays in the air for between 40 and 45 seconds, and returns a raw egg unbroken using a streamer instead of a parachute. So they basically have to launch their rocket in their hometown in front of a judge from NAR, and then they collect their score, basically lowest score wins, and send them to AIA, and then we pick the top 100 teams.
Any competition intended to seed the growth of the industry's future workforce will be evaluated to some extent by how much participation it succeeds in drawing. When we return, this year's participation numbers. More with ANN's Jim Campbell and Audrey Kohler of Team America Rocketry Challenge in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Audrey Kohler, who manages the Team America Rocketry Challenge for AIA. It's a great time, the sponsors love it, but how many kids is it pulling in?
How many teams ultimately wound up competing for the 100 slots?
We had 669 teams that registered for the competition, wow, and over 400 submitted actual scores, and then we had to pare that down to 100 teams. So it was tough.
What stands out? I mean, having 5 years, there's got to be some memories or some experiences that particularly stand out for you. Anything particularly you'd like to share?
We have been working a lot with the embassies in the D.C. area, and the U.K. and France have actually started their own competitions based off of TARC, and so we've kind of organized an international fly-off with them. So the U.S., U.K., and France will compete this summer in an international fly-off. So that's kind of been a great thing that's happened over the past couple of years.
Finally, what's the future of TARC?
I would say, you know, we just want to get it growing bigger and better every year. We want to integrate it more into the schools. I want to have, you know, curriculum-based guidelines for teachers that want to incorporate it into their classroom, and after-school guidelines for, you know, teachers who just want to do it as an after-school program. Really get the companies even more engaged than they are as well already, be able to match the teams up with the companies at their facility locations, and really have more of a presence from government and industry at the event, really trying to bring this up to the next level.
This year, when it was all over, one of two teams from Penn Manor High School had won, and AIA member company Raytheon will again be covering the expenses to send the winning team members on to compete internationally at the semi-annual Farnborough Aviation Show next month in London. Jim Campbell is CEO and Editor-in-Chief of Aero News Network. Audrey Kohler is the manager of the Team America Rocketry Challenge. Find out more at rocketcontest.org. You can find the video that goes with this conversation, including a look at some of the teams, their rockets, and their launches, in the archives at aero-tv.net, dated June 2nd and 3rd. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.